First of all, George says that the word peace is truly a beautiful, beautiful word, which has been dipped in many sauces over the years. But the original content, the original meaning of the word peace is first and foremost contemplation. Contemplation of nature, which surrounds us, where most people find peace, but it is also contemplation of our own bodies, which within we find peace. And finding peace on a regular basis within your own bodies is truly important, especially if you are traversing very tumultuous moments in your life where there is so much happening, so much stress, so much change, so many changes in your life that you're not quite sure what's up and what's down, as you say. However, recognizing that the peace that you can feel within yourself never goes away. It is always there. And it sits within your heart chakra, your lungs, and your throat area as well. And once you find that, it kind of ignites your spinal cord, and then it brings it all the way across and everywhere within your body. And so that is the physical response to peace, to finding peace within. And so sometimes we have to remind ourselves to practice to be in the moment of that peaceful findingness. I laugh when he uses different words that are not in the dictionary, but findingness of the peace within. And when you have found that true peace that is within yourself, your shoulders relax, your breathing becomes more deep and regular, and you just feel that your brain is off, that you are able to just be. And just be is such a strange expression, yet it is the same as saying just soul, as in you are just and simply a soul. And your soul, throughout all of their lifetimes, has always been able to find those moments of peace. So when in this lifetime you find peace, it is a remembrance of all the past lives where you have found peace. And it is simply building upon all the past moments of peace. Therefore, this peace that you find within is a strength. And this strength needs to be such as a fire. It needs to be tended to. And the peace that you find within is what will carry you forward on this journey. And so the reminder of the fire in the circle is that there is peace amongst us. There is peace within. And so it is important to continue to stoke your very own fire, your very own soul. And so you may continue on your soul's journey as strong and as wise as you have always been. And it is a continuation of be a soul. Be soul, he says. Not be a soul, but be soul. Therefore, you simply are an embodiment of your soul, regardless of which lifetime you are in. And therefore, this is why being in at peace and in peace as a remembrance. And so I wish you peace for you today and for the days to come. So thank you for allowing me and welcoming me to this circle.